You faked metadata, and Diane presented it in court to get Carrie released, yes? But Diane didn't know it was faked.
Yeah.
You're caught. You faked the metadata. If I were you, I'd come clean.
Are being leveled tonight against Illinois First Lady and State's Attorney-elect Alicia Florek. Charges of possible election fraud have been leveled, having to do with voting machines in River North.
Many voters complained on Election Day about their touchscreen votes, believing that votes for Frank Prady ended up as registered for Alicia Florek. This was blamed on a calibration error. Touchscreen technology, over time, often suffers from calibration drift, a loss of accuracy of where exactly the finger of the voter presses.
The revelation comes on the heels of the release of numerous sexually charged emails between the state's attorney-elect and her former boss. Mrs. Florek, in an interview yesterday, characterized the emails as nothing more than an office fantasy.
It was a flirtation. An innocent one, but a wrong one. I was having difficulties with my husband at that point, and I got carried away.
But many have seemed to turn against the once admired First Lady.
I'm disappointed in her, obviously. Look, I didn't think she was a saint, but I don't like how she pretended to be.
Well, this is a press witch hunt. They like building people up so they can knock them down. Now it's Alicia's turn. I love my wife, obviously, and I trust her implicitly. There was nothing between my wife.
Distant Reaches Pizza, famous for their...
You okay?
Yeah. I was just watching... sharks. Is it too loud?
No. You should go to bed.
I will.
No one has filmed sharks here from in the...
What is that?
It's a microchip.
Okay, you're planning to build a robot or something, Ken?
No, I just thought that you should know. I'm giving you a warning, Eli. We're going to investigate.
Investigate what?
The election. Mrs. Florek.
Come on, Ken. This is bogus. She's getting some bad press, and now you're going after her?
This microchip was found in a touchscreen voting machine in the 12th precinct. It's called a man-in-the-middle hack. That means someone inserts a device that... Well, I don't know what it means, but people smarter than me know what it means, and this thing was programmed to override votes in the 12th precinct.
How'd you find it?
The precinct captain saw a screw loose on the side of one of the machines. He opens it, found this, connected to the wire.
Come on. How'd you know he didn't plan it?
I don't know. That's why the election board has to investigate.
You wearing a wire again?
Go to hell, Eli. That's the last time I do you a favor.
We did not hack any voting machines.
Good. Then you'll be cleared.
Okay, it's not the end of the world.
Stop burning a hole in the carpet, Dad, and we might
believe
you.
What we have to do is to stave off a recount. Alicia, are you listening?
Russo, do you mind getting us some coffee?
How long do you need? Because there's a falafel truck downstairs.
Just the coffee. Thanks.
Are we in trouble, Eli?
No.
We haven't done anything wrong?
No, we did not.
Someone else may have done something wrong? Just tell me, Eli.
That's the thing, I don't know.
The problem is my supporters. One of them may have hacked these machines.
Yes.
Bishop?
Or Redmayne. He likes to guarantee success.
So we welcome a recount. I mean, if I lose, I lose.
No, it's not that simple. Elections are stolen during recounts. There are too many hands involved, too many lawsuits. These votes shouldn't be counted. These votes should. And the press is moving against you. That's always a bad sign.
Okay, so what do we do?
How's your friendship with Prady?
You want me to talk to him?
Your opponent has to push for a recount. Tell him he doesn't want to win that way. Not ugly.
It doesn't end, does it? You win the election. You think it's over. It's never over.
I wish I could tell you that you're wrong, but you're right. Life sucks.
Thank you. Yes? So did you do it?
Do what?
Screw your boss. I'm sorry, but I don't think that's any of your business.
You don't get to decide when it's my business.
You must be Mr. Prillo?
I must be.
Is Mr. Prady coming?
No.
Did something come up?
Yeah, I did.
I don't think I understand.
I think you do. You wanted to convince Frank not to ask for a recount. It's against his better interests, right? But you're not dealing with him anymore. You're dealing with me now, and I'm not so easily tricked.
Okay. Have Mr. Prady call me if he wants.
You will lose, ma'am, because I'm going to prove to the election panel that you stole this election. Go ahead and walk away. You can't walk away from the election board.
Oh, thanks for the time, Diane. Actually, just about to finish my report. I needed one final comment from you.
Of course, but I'm not sure what I can add at this point.
Gerald Giraffe feels happy. H-A-P-P-Y happy.
Can we just hold off on that for just a minute? I'm not sure either, but it's come to my attention that there's a problem with the metadata that you submitted as evidence in court.
What kind of a problem?
Gerald Giraffe feels sad.
The metadata indicates that Detective Prima deleted the email from the Canadian authorities, but he couldn't have. He was testifying on the stand at the time.
Okay.
Then I thought it was maybe Geneva Pine, but actually she was out of town at a prosecutor's convention. Hey, Dorit, you're about to spill juice on the couch.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wiley. What are you trying to say?
I'm saying from what I could ascertain, Detective Prima never deleted the email. No one did. Which means that somebody altered the metadata after the fact to make it look like he did. I'm saying you submitted false evidence, Diane.
Gerald Giraffe feels angry.
I'll need you to leave now, Mr. Wiley.
You have anything to say in closing my report?
I need you to leave, Mr. Wiley.
Let's go, kids. Come on, guys. Come on, Tim.
Did you fake evidence?
What?
The metadata that I submitted in court. The evidence that said Detective Prima deleted that email. Did you alter it?
Diane, let's...
Amy.
I never intended for you to use it, Diane. I never gave it to you because I found another way to save Carrie, but by the time I got to court, you'd already found it on my computer.
Wiley knows. He's taking it to the police board.
No, that's why she came to me.
And not to me?
I told her she couldn't because it would put you in a worse spot.
So you just hoped it would pass?
No. I wanted...
Linda, I need you to not say anything. We'll both be questioned as to what we say. Now, Diane, Clint intends to come clean about what she did, but we were trying to find a way not to... Not to hurt you.
This is a disbarrable offense for me.
I know.
Tell him it's God. Tell him it's over.
What is it, Diane?
We submitted false evidence in Carrie's criminal case.
What?
The metadata showing that Detective Prima deleted his email. It was faked. Clinda hacked into the CPD server.
Wait, what? Stop, Diane.
She did what?
No, don't answer that.
None of us have attorney-client privilege with you on this, so every word you say puts us all in jeopardy.
The firm is already in jeopardy.
The evidence was fake.
Carrie, stop it. This is about the internal affairs investigation into Prima, right?
Yes.
Then you have to go before the police review board. You and Kalinda, admit the error.
And clear Prima?
Mrs. Drury didn't do anything wrong.
We tried to frame you in an altered interrogation tape.
I agree with David. We open up our books and admit to everything. It's the only way we can nip this in the bud.
It might be the only way you don't end up in jail.
Madam State's Attorney, the pride of the Democratic Party. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Landau.
Great. And you must be...
Marissa, Alicia's executive assistant.
So very nice to meet you. Well, come on in. Have a seat. Have some popcorn. The official snack food of the state of Illinois.
I didn't know we had an official snack food.
We do. General Assembly voted on it back in 2003. It was between popcorn and potato chips. So I know why you're here. This silly investigation.
Unfortunately, I don't think it is so silly, Mr. Landau.
No, don't worry. You won't have any trouble with the election board. Believe me, we are putting all our talents behind you, Mrs. Floyd.
Well, I'm flattered, but this evidence, this hacking device, it is a problem.
In other words, she doesn't want comforting words, Frank. She is a woman of action. We must earn her faith.
I assume you all know Spencer Randolph.
Oh, my God, it's you. Yes, wow. Hi.
It is truly an honor, sir.
Thank you.
Spencer has volunteered to represent you before the election board.
Elections need to be over. At some point, they need to be done. Don't you agree, ma'am?
Yes, I do. Oh, you mean Alicia?
Yes, I agree.
Good. I voted for you, Alicia. And even if I didn't, I would volunteer to represent you because I am tired of living in a corrupt Cook County. An election result that is constantly questioned and revised is an election result that I can't trust. And that is why I am here to help, if you will let me.
Thank you, Mr. Randolph, please.
Will, I need you. I need you on top of me.
Alicia, meet me after work at the hotel.
Will, sometimes I worry this is wrong. You being my boss.
I know, but I can't get you out of my head. The touch of you, the taste. I need you tonight.
Isn't that a song? Need you tonight. L-O-L. God, I'm horny.
You were away at depots this week, and all I could think about was your hands on me. Sometimes this feels too dangerous.
Will, I had a crazy dream about you last night. Details later. Happy face.
Alicia, last night was amazing. You leave me exhausted. I slept like a baby. Dot, dot, dot.
Look, Carrie, I was worried about you. You were going to prison, and it wasn't right. That's why I did it.
Make me your lawyer, Kalinda. Let me fight this for you.
No, Carrie. Finn's doing it.
I'll do it better.
No, you won't. You care. I need somebody who doesn't care.
They dismissed the charges because of what you did for me, Kalinda.
No.
Yes.
Carrie, they knew Prima doctored the interrogation tape. Geneva was ready to drop the charge.
No, it was a combination of that and the deleted email. The two got me released. Let me be your lawyer.
No. But thanks, so I'll be fine.
It's true, ladies and gentlemen, only one hacking device has been found in a voting machine so far.
So you think there are more?
I think it's clear someone was trying to steal this election. And to do that, they would have had to hack a lot of other machines.
And what action, Mr. Perillo, are you asking the board to take?
A canvass of all voting machines and precincts where the reported results differ by more than 4 points from the predicted results. 4 points is a questionable enough deviation, given the margins of errors.
Lean in and I'll whisper something to you.
Thousands of potentially disenfranchised voters.
No, we should hug each other.
May I call my first witness, please? And please, panelists.
Oh, yes, yes, please.
Let's start with this cluster right here. Two precincts in Proviso, one in Oak Park and Berwyn. These are all close together physically, so the hackers could change the votes from a centralized location. Now, all of this was consistently predicted to go to Prady by at least 4 points.
So, in each of those precincts, there was a 7-point swing, sometimes more, from what the polls were showing.
And I found a number of other areas.
Statistics and nonsense.
Like this.
Shiny nonsense, but nonsense nonetheless.
No, no, and no.
So, would the number of votes from these outlier precincts have been enough to change who won the election?
Absolutely.
Nothing further. I tend to the witness.
Ah, well, thank you for tendering, sir.
This isn't a court of law, Mr. Perillo. The usual formalities don't apply.
So, Mr. Zubrowski, you know the old saying. Politicians use statistics like drunks use lampposts, more for support than illumination.
It's very funny. Untutored, but very funny.
Well, yes and no, because sometimes even the best pollsters get elections dead wrong. Isn't that right?
Has it happened? Yes.
During the last presidential election, one of the most heavily covered political events in history, they consistently had Mitt Romney leading Barack Obama.
They did.
Even to the last day of the election. Romney plus one. That's what all their models said. But the actual tally was...
Obama plus four. Their methodology was off. Mine wasn't.
That's right. You did get the Prady-Floric race almost perfect. But weren't there certain precincts that you thought went to Mrs. Floric but actually went to Prady?
I did not screen for those.
Well, fortunately we did. And we found 14 precincts where Prady outperformed his expected total vote by 4 points.
I want to marry him.
Detective Prima could not have deleted the email, nor could anyone else connected with the case have done so. Furthermore, certain discrepancies in the metadata indicated a high probability that it was in fact altered, falsified.
And did you determine who had altered the metadata?
Definitively no, but all my evidence points to it being someone connected with Mr. Agos's law firm, as they were the ones submitting the falsified evidence to the court.
I see. The witness is excused.
Actually, if I may.
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm Finn Paul Maher. I'm here on behalf of Kalinda Sharma of Mr. Agos's law firm.
And I'm here on behalf of Diane Lockhart, senior partner. Before this committee decides on this matter, we'd like to be heard.
Well, I'm sorry, but you haven't been subpoenaed or called by anyone connected with this case.
Yes, and I know how valuable your time must be.
We have information that will serve to clear Detective Prima.
What information?
Members of the board, I am Diane Lockhart, and this is Kalinda Sharma. And, yes, it is true. I submitted false evidence to the court, for which I apologize to you. And to Detective Prima.
It's a little late now, isn't it?
I just want to be clear that Diane had no idea that the evidence was falsified. It was entirely my doing. I never intended to use it. And in fact, we found another way.
They faked that evidence against me.
What?
Kalinda, her law firm, they framed me.
How do you know?
They just admitted it to IAD.
Grace. Hey. Hi. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry you have to deal with all this stuff. My stuff. It's okay.
Mom?
Yeah.
Was it just flirtation with Will?
No, it wasn't.
You lied?
Yes.
Because?
Because it's none of their business.
That's okay?
Yes.
I have to go do my homework.
Wait, Grace. Give me a hug.
Mrs. Florrick, thank you for taking time out to answer questions today.
You're welcome.
Were you aware of any corruption in your campaign?
No, not at all.
No involvement directly or indirectly in anything that could be construed as voter fraud?
Not even close. I wouldn't stand for it, and it didn't happen.
Well, thank you. You've been most understanding today.
Florrick, in the morning of your election, do you remember a television interview your husband did with Mandy Post?
We did many interviews.
Let me refresh your recollection. In this one, your husband, our governor, said, and I quote, "As far as I'm concerned, you can take it to the bank. Alicia Florrick is going to be the next state's attorney for Cook County."
I appreciated his optimism.
I'm sure. But shouldn't we be concerned about his certainty?
He was being supportive.
Or predictive.
He was reading the same polls as everyone else.
But Peter wasn't just reading the polls, was he?
I think I answered that.
Are you familiar with the Help America Vote Act?
Vaguely.
Let me fill you in. It's a program where states get money to buy and maintain voting machines, money that goes directly to each state's governor. So Peter had control over what machines were purchased, where they were stored, how they were maintained. Can you see my cause for concern? When your husband was in charge of safeguarding the very voting machines which wound up handing you this election.
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are strong indications that this election was undermined by serious and systematic fraud with help potentially from the highest levels. But the only way we can find out for sure is to conduct a full canvass of all the machines in the suspect precincts.
Can you excuse us?
Did you try to help me win the election?
No.
Did you try to help me win the election by cheating?
Are you serious?
They brought up the Help America Vote Act, said you were in control of the voting machines.
I don't control the voting machines. I don't get anywhere near the voting machines. I knew I had to stay clear of them, which is why I appointed an independent monitor. If you want to know more, go talk to him.
Who?
Ernie Nolan. What?
He tried to bribe me before I ran.
Well, that's not good. It has nothing to do with me.
So, you oversee the Help America Vote program for Peter, but you're totally independent.
If you're worried I threw the election to you, don't be.
Good. Will you testify to that effect?
No.
Why not?
When you were contemplating running, Mrs. Florrick, I offered to help you, but you weren't interested. So why would I help you now? Anyway, I found Prady's man much more open to donations.
You donated to Prady's campaign?
Yes.
You controlled the voting machines and you gave to Prady's campaign?
No comment.
You put this hacking device in the machines for Prady? But Prady lost.
Yes, because your campaign cheated better than his.
We didn't cheat.
Well, good. Then this recount should put things right. You should have taken my money. So now you won't be SNA.
You are the chairman of Help America Vote, Mr. Nolan.
Yes, I am.
And you canvassed the touchscreen voting machines in Cook County.
Yes.
Did you find any more of these hacking devices, these man-in-the-middle devices?
I did. 40.
40 devices. 40 machines compromised. Even if just a couple of hundred votes were changed in each, that would be more than enough for Mrs. Florrick to steal this election.
That is correct.
So you would advocate for a recount in those precincts?
Of course I would.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Nolan, in your meeting this morning with Mrs. Florrick, did you say that you wouldn't have swung the vote for her because she turned down a bribe that you offered?
Excuse me?
Shall I repeat the question?
No, I did not.
You didn't suggest that if the recount is approved, the vote would swing to Prady through your machinations?
No.
You didn't say these words, "You should have taken my money Now you won't be S.A.?
I said no such thing. As a matter of fact, it was Mrs. Florek who dragged me back to her office where she hoped to pay me off so I'd advise against a recount.
My goodness. Is that true, Mrs. Florek? Did you really say that?
Put her under oath, then ask her.
This isn't a court of law, is it, Mr. Boxer?
It is not.
Well, let's have Mrs. Florek take the stand. Let's hear what she has to say. Please. Good morning, Mrs. State's Attorney.
Good morning, Miss Randolph.
Are Mr. Nolan's accusations against you true?
No, they are categorically false.
Hey!
Okay, can we all keep the comments to ourselves?
But isn't this a classic he said, she said, ma'am?
No.
Why? Why is that? Why should this panel take you at your word, Mrs. Florek?
Because I recorded the meeting.
Objection, Your Honor. This is beyond the pale.
Well, perhaps Mr. Perillo can specify how this is beyond the pale.
It is a secret wiretap.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but a one-person consent has been held constitutional by the Illinois Supreme Court. People versus Clark.
Mr. Perillo?
Thank you. So, do you have the recording with you?
I do.
Ah, how resourceful of you. Shall we hear it?
When you were contemplating running, Mrs. Florek, I offered to help you, but you weren't interested. So why would I help you now? Anyway, I found Prady's men much more open to donations.
Yes, I can understand why he doesn't want to hear it.
You donated to Prady's campaign?
Yes.
You controlled the voting machines and you gave to Prady's campaign?
Gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I am as outraged by this as anyone. This proves that the chairman of Help America Vote, the organization that maintains the voting machines, is corrupt. There has to be a recount.
Not if Mrs. Florek is blameless.
Blame isn't the issue, justice is. The people deserve election results they can trust.
Is there anything else, Mr. Randolph?
Alicia, I think we might have something for you.
I need a better picture, Kalinda.
How? I thought you said you're certain. Are you or aren't you?
Oh, I'm certain, but I need a better picture.
Look, the hacking device. Hal had a look at it. There's something odd.
The Kerry Argos case. There have been more remakes of this case than Spider-Man.
The case was dismissed based on fabricated evidence,
Your Honor. No, Your Honor, it was a case brought on trumped-up charges.
At its best, Your Honor, this was an invidious effort by Miss Lockhart to undermine the credibility of a decorated Chicago police detective.
A detective who pressured a witness to testify against
him. At its worst, it's obstruction of justice, and I ask your leave to bring charges against Miss Lockhart.
Well, I found the charge on top of a trumped-up charge. The hypocrisy is really quite exquisite.
I'm the arbiter of this exquisiteness, Mr. Pulmar. Now, A.S.A. Pine, Miss Lockhart could be facing 3 years in prison. So take me through it.
Your Honor, Miss Lockhart submitted metadata from the Chicago Police computer system accusing Detective Prima of knowingly deleting an email that pointed to Kerry Argos.
Miss Lockhart had no way of knowing the metadata was amended.
Not amended. Fake.
But it was quite simply, Your Honor. A mistake.
A mistake Miss Lockhart herself would not tolerate from a paralegal.
Objection, Your Honor.
Your objection pales next to mine, Mr. Pulmar. If Miss Pine's allegation is true, it is beyond inexcusable.
But you...
No! That's enough! I will hear on these arguments tomorrow morning at 9. Dear God, I need a drink.
Okay, well, we're officially the bad guys.
That way, I am... What do you want, Miss Pine?
What?
You went after one lawyer and lost. Now you're going after another. It's always a proxy for something. So what do you want?
Mr. Howell, hi.
Hi.
There's no microphone, sir. You can just talk to me.
Sir, hi.
Sir, did you have an opportunity to examine this microprocessor taken from one of the 40 compromised voting machines?
I did. A photo of it. Then over there... I examined it when I got here.
And what were you able to ascertain?
The technology is from 2012.
And is there more recent technology available?
Oh, yeah, a lot. This stuff is ancient. Things turn around like twice a year now.
So in your expert opinion, was this hacking device used in this election?
Well, that'd be dumb. You'd update it. This is from 2012.
Mr. Zabrowski, have you examined the election results of the 2012 election?
Yes.
Have you come to any conclusions?
Yes, there was a very large swing in the predicted polling data from the 2012 election.
Even larger than the recent race?
Yes.
Now, you're speaking of the governor's race.
Yes.
Peter Florek stealing an election.
Objection.
I know we're not a court of law, but I'll still advise you, Mr. Randolph, not to speculate so wildly.
Yes, sir.
You didn't tell me you were going after Peter.
I'm going after Peter.
Dad's not going to be happy. I've consulted with the outgoing state's attorney.
Would that be state's attorney James Castro, who wrongfully charged me?
Carrie.
At my request, he's authorizing all charges against Miss Lockhart be dropped. Thank you. But the price will be high.
We wouldn't expect otherwise.
Off the record, I can't condone Castro's tactics in going after you, Carrie. But the larger intent was sincere and more than justified. 6 months ago, we offered Carrie a deal. We would drop all charges if he testified against Lamont Bishop.
Oh, no.
Diane, we will drop all charges against you if you testify against Lamont Bishop.
And here we are back again. Right at the beginning.
George Glatt was right. It is like watching a remake of Spider-Man.
Except the evidence against you is tenuous. The evidence here is ironclad.
There must be something else we can offer Geneva.
Well, I worked in that office, and Bishop could cure cancer and wipe out world hunger, and they'd still want him.
Finn, could you give us a minute, please?
Yeah. Can't.
I know.
I spent 6 months looking over my shoulder. You really want to go through life like that?
Did Peter Florek steal an election? In battling charges of voter fraud, Alicia Florek's lawyer claimed the devices at issue dated from her husband's race 3 years earlier.
I didn't know.
That your lawyer was going to throw me under the bus to save you.
He's not my lawyer. The party gave him to me.
Eli?
Sir, you do not micromanage Spencer Randolph.
Eli, I can't have this.
It won't stick. It's a dated charge, unprovable, and your administration has been unimpeachable.
Until Randolph impeached it.
So you're saying I shouldn't have fought back?
No, either we're a team or we're not. Don't let him divide us.
Mr. Randolph, it's not that your efforts on Mrs. Florek's behalf aren't appreciated. They are.
Thank you, Mr. Gold. Now that you've buttered me up, why don't you tell me what's on your mind?
We need you to back down from the Peter accusation.
Back down?
Defending Mrs. Florek by attacking her husband. There has to be a better way.
There's not.
I disagree.
Is this your wish or your handler's?
It's my wish.
That's too bad. I'm not here to defend you, Mrs. Florek. I'm here to defend the democratic process. I'm here to defend a hero. We cast our eyes far and wide for them. But sometimes the most heroic people live amongst us. Heroes like Alicia Florek. A woman who watched her husband go to jail. Who stood by him until he was vindicated, who worked her way up the legal ladder, whose story of courage and commitment so affected and inspired the people of Cook County that they chose to elect her to watch over all of them as their champion. But people smell blood in the water now. Party functionaries like Mr. Ernie Nolan, who turned against her with outrageous lies because he saw weakness. But there is no weakness in Alicia Florek. There is only strength. Strength to fight for what she has earned. And that is why I will not back down. And I know that this panel will not back down either.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I'd like leave to recall a witness.
Do you need more time, Mr. Howell?
No, I'm up to speed.
Could you please tell us what you've reviewed?
This is a printout of the software specs on the hacking device.
And what can you tell us about the software?
That it was remotely updated via Wi-Fi connection approximately 2 months ago.
Just prior to the election for state's attorney?
It would appear so.
Would you care to amend your earlier testimony that the hacking devices have lain dormant since 2012?
Yes, it appears I I was mistaken.
Given the testimony, the panel must approve recounts for all 40 of the precincts where the hacking devices were found.
You're thinking of doing something, aren't you?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Geneva's offer. I can see the wheels turning.
Carrie.
If you turn evidence against Bishop, he will kill you.
Things aren't going well with the election board.
It's a momentary setback, but we're ready for a recount.
We can't have a recount.
We think it'll just make the count even tighter, but Alicia will triumph.
Mrs. Florek, I'm afraid we're going to ask you to step down.
What do you mean?
We need you to withdraw.
Mr. Landau, I'm not a cheater.
We know that.
What's going on, Frank? Alicia had nothing to do with the hacking devices.
We know that. But Mrs. Florek wasn't the only name on the ballot. There were other tough races. Tilden's, for example, who was in danger of losing his state senate seat.
Oh, my God.
If Tilden lost his seat, we would have lost our supermajority in the state senate. The Republicans would have been able to filibuster. You now see why we need you to withdraw?
No, I don't.
If the recount goes through, it draws attention to Tilden's win.
So the hacking device was for Tilden.
I can't comment on that.
I'm not withdrawing.
I understand your position, Mrs. Florek. But your sacrifice will not go unnoticed. The party will make it up to you in the next round.
There is no next round.
In politics, there is always a next round. A spot could come open on the gaming commission.
I didn't enter this race for a cushy spot on some stupid commission.
Well, if the gaming commission doesn't interest you, take some time to think of a post that would better suit you.
And if I don't withdraw, what happens then?
You don't want to do that.
Why?
Because the party will destroy you. Or the party would hurt the governorship. We all benefit from a filibuster-proof majority. You know that, Eli. Al, can you come in here, please? I have another meeting. So, Mrs. Florek, I'm going to have to ask you to stand and open your purse.
What?
Mrs. Florek has a way of recording her meetings.
Frisking us.
We'll hold on to your cell phone and get it back to you in 12 hours. The party thanks you, Mrs. Florek.
Oh, my God. Did that just happen?
Landell's all bark and no bite.
He confiscated my phone. I think we'd be naive to assume it's just bluster.
No, I say you forced the issue.
He threatened the governorship.
Well, call his bluff. You said that Randolph was doing a fantastic job, right?
He was.
Well, then let him continue to fight the recount. This is a man who's argued hundreds of cases, most of which have been probably a lot harder than this one.
The panel is going to make a decision on the recount tomorrow.
Do you believe in him? Do you think he can turn it around?
Of course.
Then get back in front of that panel and let him win.
I will. Thanks.
Has Kalinda approached you about giving up Bishop?
You know, I'm not at liberty.
Geneva. You and I work together. Please. Has she approached you?
No.
Okay, when she does, turn her down.
Is Diane going to give me Bishop?
No, not Diane. Me. Frank Landau asked you to withdraw altogether.
Well, that's a polite way of putting it.
Well, is that what you want?
No, I want to win.
Okay. Let me handle it.
Thank you.
May I have the floor?
Mr. Randolph, the panel's ready to render a decision.
I believe that what I have to say may have some bearing on your decision.
Go ahead.
It has come to my attention that an egregious fraud has been placed in these proceedings. Now,
I have devoted my life to righting wrongs, to fighting corruption and collusion and all manner of ills in the justice system, and therefore I am compelled to speak out. I have just discovered that Alicia Florek has been lying to me through these proceedings. It is my understanding that the voting machines were hacked under her direction.
This is a lie.
Mrs. Florek, please have a seat. Mr. Randolph has the floor. In light of all of this, I must not only side with Mr. Perillo, but I must encourage Mrs. Florek to step down in her role as state's attorney. She has made a mockery of these proceedings. She has committed the high crime of stealing an election. She must never set foot in the state's attorney's office or any other political post for that matter. In my opinion, Cook County of the city of Chicago deserve more.
I trusted you. I put my fate in your hands. The man whose speeches I listen to and so admire.
Slug, I assure you, this isn't personal.
Like hell, it isn't.
Your problem can be summed up in three words. 2/3 majority. Be a good Democrat. Step down now. The party will take care of you. Everybody wins. Good day, Mrs. Florek.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.